Good morning, podcast audience. This is Branch President Ken Hodge with a follow-up to Wednesday morning's podcast on the DRO. I'm going to spend a little time this morning on this morning's podcast talking to you about scanning and scanning responsibilities. So hang in here and hopefully we can share some knowledge. First thing we have to know about scanning is there are basically two scans that get this ball rolling. The first scan would be mail being unloaded off of trucks, incoming dispatch mail. Now, if we have expediters, and again, just so you know, my own personal, again, I don't speak for the union, I don't speak for the agency, my own personal observation is based on my understanding of what an expediter's job is, as I stated yesterday, if the post office increased the expediters and gave them manageable areas of responsibility, well, then they could ensure, probably with an assistant, that everything is scanned before it gets on a truck. But as always, the post office looks to cut corners and take a process and always think they can get that process done with less people. They want the results of 100 workers, but they only want to use 50 to get it, and then they want to scramble and create hostile work environments because those goals aren't being met consistently. Well, I say to you, to the agency, if you would staff properly, if scanning is that important to the overall success of the company, the operation, the DRO, increase or decrease the complement, then why don't you at least staff properly so you get good data in order to base your decisions off of? But they won't do that because the agency is so focused on the next color belt they can acquire from Lean Six Sigma. And again, it's a process. You know, if scanning is that important, hey, I have another idea for you, agency, if you take the time to listen to the Postal Podcast. Look at your apps machine. The apps machine, you run that machine when you probably should have six sweepers on the front side. You usually run that with one, maybe two. Now, let me tell you what the damage is on that, because I know maybe you don't really see it. The damage on that is, now with two people trying to sweep about 50 horse heads or more, you run the risk of them possibly missing something. Because when it is my understanding that when you staff that machine as per the original concept of the apps, it's one sweeper every 5 to 6 horse heads, if I'm not mistaken. But you thought that to be way too much manpower to put on a machine. So you cut corners and reduce that staff from one sweeper every 5 to 6 horse heads to about one sweeper every 50 horse heads. And then you wonder why scans get missed. Then you wonder why the mail is so heavy that it takes, pit equipment to move it. It's because you don't staff it properly. And if you had a proper staff, then once that container got semi-filled or filled to the level, then the mail handler that's assigned to that area could move that container out with a hand jack, put a new one in. But no, because you want to take shortcuts, by the time that mail handler who's surveying or taking care of 50 horse heads get back around to the container that has been full for some time, well, it's to the top now, and now requires pit equipment to move it. In addition to that, and let me get back to my original topic. I'm sorry, and if you know me, I'm sorry. I tend to go on tangents once in a while, but I usually circle them back around. But what I was saying is when you expand that area of responsibility so large to one employee, then you reduce the possibility of getting 100% scans. They can't do everything, even though I know you like to think the employees can, but we can't. And while I'm still talking to the agency, have you ever considered knowing or having the information how many possible scans are in each pay location? And the reason I say that is if you, you know, on the days you decide to put supervision in work areas, well, that supervisor is aware of the possible scans based on the information they're getting from the RPG and the DRO. The supervisor can now control or monitor where there's problems if scans are being missed. You know, if you gave the supervisor the data to say, okay, on the apps today, running the states program, you got a possibility of 800 scans. Well, when that data comes in, hey, on the apps today, you got a possibility of 800 scans, and you got 800 scans. Or let's say you got 600 scans. Well, what happened to the other 200? See, that's when causative research could now be engaged, and you can correct the problem as opposed to just wanting to throw discipline at a problem. See, in all of this conversation on the podcast today, again, is directly related to scanning. I gave you my feelings on it, and my feelings are, again, and I make no bones about it, the Postal Service has a process called the DRO. The DRO is generated off of scanned information, but the post office refuses to staff properly so that they get quality information going into this new concept so they get quality expectations. And that's what I have to say about scanning. But now from the company and the union perspective, since it is agreed that we're going to scan, then I ask all the mail handlers and everyone, not mail handlers, the clerks, expediters, and again, I ask that if we're supposed to scan, let's just tighten up and scan everything. If it's a part of our job, basically, you don't have a right to say no. If the unions have agreed that this additional responsibility is going to be absorbed by both unions, and again, nothing wrong with that agreement, but you have to understand, if it requires you to move a little more carefully to ensure that you get the scans, then you take the time and you do that. Don't let you being in a rush preclude you from taking the time to go sign out a scanner so that you scan all the mail as per your job description now, or your additional duties assigned to your job description. And again, I really, really, really don't want to sound like postal management. I really don't, and this is not a postal management plea. This is just a branch president saying, hey, members, if this is a part of what we do, then take the time and let's do it. Because it is very apparent that the Postal Service is not going to do the right thing. So this is one of those cases where I'm saying, let's be bigger than that. Again, when it comes to scanning mail, and let's step that up and let's try to scan everything unless there's a mechanical reason that we can't. Let's go ahead and get those scans up nationwide to 100%. Okay, now just so we keep the scales balanced, I have to come right back to the agency and I have to ask, what is up with changing or correcting a bid that just came down where you are now saying that you're putting three pay locations into one pay location? And I'm talking about on tour one, we spoke about this earlier on the podcast, where they are intentionally for a bid placing the apps, the bundle sorter, and the SPSS in one pay location. And I'm simply saying that's wrong. That's not correct. Or if you want to make it correct, then you have to understand that that's one overtime desired list. That's one rotation for giving out jobs, all based on seniority. I mean, so if you want to make that one pay location, You can do that. But how can you bid it as one pay location, but then you treat it as three separate pay locations? I don't quite understand how that works, and nor should the membership. That's definitely an issue that I would we hope that the union would look into.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm telling you, it's not right
can't look
that
into
you have
it
three pay locations
because the union
all
did it
under one pay location. Well, excuse me, let me rephrase that. You have three sections, the apps, the bundle sorter, and the SPSS, all bid it under one pay location on a bid. If you're going to bid it that way, then treat it that way. You can't bid it that way. Well, excuse me, you shouldn't be able to bid it that way and then have three separate overtime desire lists, three separate seniority rotations for vacations. That's a dichotomy. And it should be addressed and it should be corrected. And all it requires is one or two things. Again, from my perspective, either put them in their own pay location or consolidate them and truly make them one pay location. Either way, it's contractually legitimate and you don't have any confusion. But I guarantee the Postal Service will fight that because doing the right thing, I don't know, just seems to be something they are intent on not doing. And last but definitely not least for the Thursday morning podcast, a private message to the employees on the apps toward to CityGate. I'm going to ask via 1767, which is an observation of hazardous work conditions, that management look into the situation on. Because they won't staff the apps properly, all those containers are consistently filling to the top, and I'm sure that the weight that employees are being asked to move with a hand jack might be some type of violation or might need to be addressed. Again, I'm going to initiate this process with a in-house form, and then I plan on escalating directly to OSHA again, just so we get some kind of language on it is fine to have mail handlers with a hand jack moving those heavy containers, or should the post office have another way of ensuring the containers don't fill so much, and that way is just a proper staffing, thereby the weight that the employees are going to be moving now with a hand jack is acceptable. I mean, you know, if for whatever phrase that OSHA calls it. And I also want to say to the employees on the apps, just think about this. If management understands that loading the apps should be a level 5 loader's job, and that decision from management, again, I don't agree with it, but that's their decision right now, so they'll pay you level 5 to load it. Well, what do you think the people who have to unload that same heavy magazine that's being loaded through the loader, when you go to put your forklift underneath it to pull that box or pull that extra heavy wire container out, don't you think you're pretty much moving the same weight? So why aren't all of them level 5s? I'm just saying that's something that we want to look at. And I got to tell you, as a local president, and I hate to turn this into a campaign a moment, but I'm going to. As a local president, see, these are the type of situations that once I'm aware of, I would like to address adamantly and quickly with the district to make sure we could get this addressed and maybe get this rectified. But again, we'll see what happens. Hey, and I'd like to take a moment and thank the listeners out in Indiana and Kentucky. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm ever going to get out there to be able to meet you until I'm elected, but I try to stay on Facebook. I try to keep my blog going, keep my podcast going, so that although you have not met me in person as of yet, I want you to hear my message. I want you to understand that I am the candidate. I am that person that's going to help rebuild or reestablish our local into a local that the members feel confident that we will fight for you. So just want to take a moment and send that shout out to the members out in Indiana, Kentucky. Again, hopefully circumstances will happen where we'll get to meet at an event, or hopefully I'll get to see you before the election. But if not, 180 degrees, new direction, that's the perfect vote. Have a good day, everyone.